Hi guys, welcome to Wistful Thinking, the podcast where we invite a guest to revisit pop culture from their childhood. On this episode, we talked to my sister, Allie Poland Clark. We watched a straight-to-video kids movie called King Cole's Party, and we did not like it. It was the first thing that we've watched on this podcast that was really hard for us to get through. Still a great episode, but because of that, it's a little bit shorter than usual, and hope you enjoy it.
Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bone, and he called for his fiddler's ring.
Hello, and welcome to Wistful Thinking, the podcast where we invite a guest to revisit pop culture from their childhood. I'm Jordan Poland Clark. With me is my co-host, Kara Gail O'Regan.
Hi.
And today's guest, my sister, Allie Poland Clark.
Hi.
So Allie chose something called King Cole's Party, which is a straight-to-video thing from 1987, and it's part of a series called We Sing. Between 1977 and 1996, We Sing released cassette and videotapes for kids that featured, like, traditional American kids songs and rhymes, like stuff that you sing when you're in preschool, basically. In King Cole's Party, four children, Jack and Jill, Mary, like Mary with the Lamb, and Little Boy Blue, journey through their kingdom to old King Cole's party, and they collect gifts for him along the way. Allie, why did you choose this?
I chose this because it was one of the first things that, like, comes to mind when I think about videos when I watched as a kid. And it's one that I hadn't actually watched since I was a kid. Like, I've revisited many, you know, movies from my childhood. But I probably hadn't seen this since, like, the mid to late 90s. And I had sort of these, like, vague memories of it in my mind. And I just wanted to rewatch it because it had been so long.
What did you remember from it before you watched it?
I remembered the kids, like, walking through the forest, and I remembered Humpty Dumpty, and how odd he looked.
He was very scary.
He was really strange. And I remembered, like how it was a dream, sort of, like, the kid fell asleep, and it wasn't real, so it was sort of just this dream that he had, and that the dad was, or at least the guy presumed to be his father in the beginning was the king at the party, but nothing really else.
And Kara, had you seen this before?
I had seen other We Sing stuff, but not this one.
Oh, so this I have one was questions for you then.
Fairly new for me.
Because I feel like this is the first, like, kind of straight-to-video thing that we've watched. Like, everything else we've done on the podcast so far was meant to at least, like, entertain adults in some way so they didn't, like, hate what they were watching. But this is, like, strictly children. You what?
I hated this one so much.
Why?
It just, you know, I'm, like, at peak PMS today, and I meant to watch it last night, but I fell asleep too early, so I had to watch it today, and I was just really grumpy and so not in the mood for any of this.
Yeah, I could see how that would, you have to be in the mood to watch this, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, even, like, there's no adult mood where, like, you want to, like, watch this.
You want to watch, like, nursery rhymes being sung.
Right, like, unless you're a preschool teacher. Like,
yeah.
Like, I had, like, a fondness for some of the songs because mm-hmm. I've, like, taught, like, small children and, like, sung some of the songs with them. And, like, that's always fun. So I can see it, like, through the eyes of, like, a little kid, like a 3-year-old or mm-hmm. a 4-year-old. But this, like, to me seems like doesn't have very much value for adults, and also borders on creepy if you're an
yes.
adult, like,
yes,
several times.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
It does. I agree.
But Allie, did you feel like you were able to, like, kind of look past that because you have this, like, fondness
yeah,
for it?
Yeah, I think the whole time watching it, I was just going, oh yeah, like every time there was like a new character, like it was something that was so like familiar but so distant at the same time because I hadn't seen it in so long. So I think that definitely helped get past the childish nature of it. And it was so silly. Like the king, he's just this like this old man, and he's not smart, and apparently he's been reigning over the kingdom for 100 years.
Yeah, I have questions about
Yeah,
that.
I have so many questions. Yeah. And I don't know. It's like, as me as a child, like I see why I liked it for sure. But as an adult, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that king, he is really stupid.
Yeah.
And the hun I also yeah, the 100 years thing was weird. It was also weird to watch, like there were parts of the movie. Can I call this a movie? It's like 45 minutes long. I don't know what to call it.
I guess a film. I
It's
don't
like
know.
movie adjacent.
This, all right, so this in this movie.
Video? I don't know.
Video, yeah. There were like not too many parts without kids in it, but there were a couple of parts where like it was just like the adult characters. Like there was like everyone who lives in King Cole's palace is an adult. Like he lives there, and his wife, the queen, lives there, whose acting was just like amazingly over the top. I liked her a lot. And this jester lives there. They're all adult characters though. And to watch them be so over the top and like so silly without the presence of children, and also I'm not a child, so they are not performing it. I'm not the audience. Like bordered on like creepy and weird. And if it had gone on any longer, I would have had a hard time watching it. Like once the children arrived, I was like, great, I can do this now.
Yeah. I mean, I think they are very silly. The jester especially is like, I mean, clearly he's the clown character and he's supposed to be silly. But yeah, he's still an adult.
Yeah. I would like to talk about the acting in this because that like to me became like the fun game of it was to watch like there was really no middle ground with the acting. Like the kids, the little kids were very cute, but like clearly didn't really know what was going on because they're just too small and they're not, you know, they're not magical child actors. They're not Haley
Right.
Joel Osment, you know?
I had that note too. It's like the like Little Bo Peep, was it? The no, not Little Bo Peep, the girl, the
Mary.
spider.
Oh, Miss Muffet.
Miss Muffin,
Oh.
she did not know what was going on at
She was
all.
like 2 years old.
Yeah. But you know what? I did like that all of those characters, like the nursery rhyme characters, were all, I liked that they were all kids. Except, I mean,
Yeah,
except for
that
a
was
couple
cute.
of them, but.
Humpty Dumpty was not a child.
Maybe he should have been too.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, so we can talk about Humpty Dumpty because we should, because we've already brought up a couple of times how creepy he was. Like one, my first note is how creepy, like when they're sitting on the couch, all the kids in the beginning, and their dad or grandpa or whatever is reading them the story, and one of the kids has a Humpty Dumpty doll, and already I was like, that doll's creepy. And then they meet the real Humpty Dumpty later, and he's like a mess on the ground, and they have to like pull over and put him back together. And then they do put him back together, and he's like just like this life-size egg man with bad, his teeth are bad, which like whatever, like have bad teeth, but like it made him look scarier.
I did notice his bad teeth. Yeah.
He was very creepy
And
looking.
he had normal sized legs.
I didn't think about that.
He had normal sized legs. But his pants were really big because they had to fit around
It was
his
weird.
egg shape.
They did, and it was weird and made me laugh a little that when they were putting him back together, there's actually a shot of them putting his pants back on.
And they couldn't figure out which way they went, it looked like.
Yeah, they're like working hard to figure it out. Kara, did the children's cuteness have any redeeming factors for you as you watch this?
No. I mean, cute children don't really like work on me because I don't really like children in general. I'm not like a person who is moved by the adorableness of most children, so no, that did not help.
Just nothing.
I'm with you there though. I loved that Jack couldn't close his mouth. Ever.
Which
The
one was
littlest
he?
he was the young
Oh, okay.
brown-haired boy,
Yeah,
the one
he
whose
was
dream
cute.
it was. He couldn't close his mouth.
The youngest girl also like oftentimes like I think they just didn't like left her out of a lot of the shots because like sometimes you would watch her and she would have like no energy and would like barely be dancing or lip syncing the words. And then you like put that in contrast with like even the older kids who are just like doing it up. Like they have stage parents standing there like, waving at
Right.
them. That one boy is actually a good dancer.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
true.
he
I
was a
was
good
thinking
actor
about
for sure.
like these weird actors and like what else have they done and where did they come from? Like, how do you cast something like
I would,
this?
yeah.
I don't think any of them were
No,
in anything else.
I
not
clicked on
really.
most of them. There's like some. None of the kids were in anything else. Some of the adults did some like voice acting and like, extra parts basically.
Yeah. Well, the guy who plays King Cole slash the father, his name is Gary Busey, which I find very funny because it's just one letter away from Gary Busey. And he's one of the only ones that actually has a headshot on IMDb. So when I clicked on him to see like what else he's been, he's known for King Cole's Party, a movie called Frozen Assets, in which a man is hired to run a bank that turns out to be a sperm bank. How wacky. And something called Dangerous Pursuit, which seems to be a 90, like an early 90s thriller. But that's like, that's pretty much it. And I was thinking, because this was made in Oregon, Portland, Oregon. So I was thinking maybe these people are all like regional theater people, which is why their acting is like so much larger than it should be
That would
on
be my
camera.
guess too.
Well, if you, yeah, I was reading the credits and like as the movie was ending, and it said that they borrowed some like costumes from a local theater or a few local theaters. So I wondered that too.
Well, and even watching this, and even like I watched a bunch of clips of like a lot of the other Weesings, like they all read like stage shows, like the sets and the costumes. Like that's what that they look like that's where they belong, on like, in a tiny theater with a bunch of like babies on a Saturday afternoon,
Do you think that Humpty Dumpty character would be more or less creepy in person?
More.
I think more too, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially in no context.
Oh, that's like without.
Walking down the street.
Just like walking down the street.
Without context, he's a horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
Were there any characters that you guys liked?
I liked the king, even though he was kind of stupid. But he was, I don't know, he made me giggle. And his wife just like told him what to do.
Yeah, like we know who was running that show.
Yeah, I mean, it's like had to remind him of how to speak properly and, what the gifts were and where his crown was, stuff like that.
What about you, Kara? Did you
So,
like any of
all
the
of. No, everything was terrible. No, I'm kidding. I guess. I mean, Humpty Dumpty. Like, creepy, yes, but I think really stole the show. At least he was the one who stood out to me more than anyone else. But all of like the Weesing stuff is supposed to have some sort of like moral message to each one, and I couldn't really figure out what the message of this was.
Yeah, I think it's something to do with like how the gifts that they gave the king came from the
Oh.
heart, and that was more important than like the
Yeah, I think it was
expensive
about.
gold and the rubies and that type of thing.
That
But
makes
that's kind
sense.
of it.
Yeah, it was about like kind of like materialism though, right? Like they got there and we were there like, "Oh, we have these dumb gifts 'cause everyone else gave them something made of gold and rubies." And like their
Right.
gifts were the only gifts that he actually liked.
And they were afraid to give him those gifts because they came from the heart. Like they weren't expensive and, you know, shiny.
Yeah, and just to be specific, it was a bucket with a kitten, a pair of mittens that are tied together, one of which is bigger than the other, and a fuzzy blanket, among other things, which honestly sounds like my kind of party, but
Oh, yeah.
it was just a bizarre kind of mix of gifts. One of the things that they gave him also was what they called a trumpet. And the only thing that I wrote down watching the entire thing was, that's not a trumpet, that's a bugle. I had very strong feelings about that.
What, like, okay, then, like, what is the time? So, obviously, like, we all had a hard time, like, with this. Like, it was too long. It was long for an adult.
Yeah,
Like,
it was really long. I was expecting them to be like 20 minutes long and was really
I thought
surprised
it'd
when
be
they
like
were
a half
actually like
hour.
closer to an hour.
Yeah. Like, when is the point in your life when this stuff becomes like annoying? You know, like at what age are you just like, ugh, like
I have
six or
no idea.
seven? Like you're just like, I'm done. Too cool.
And it might, I think that maybe it has a lot to do with your proximity to really young children. You know, 'cause like when I was watching it with my daycare class, it wasn't unbearable the way that it was to watch today. And like I imagine if you had younger siblings or, you know, if you have young children yourself, like watching it, you're kind of watching it through their eyes and through their ears, you know, and just watching it as a standalone thing is pretty intolerable. But if you have near child like young children that you're watching it with, maybe it's not as bad.
Yeah, and I'll go one step further because I sing some of these songs to kids, and it doesn't feel weird at all when I'm singing these, but I would never sing them in any other context. But it doesn't, you know, when a kid like is captivated by something that you're doing, it never feels stupid because you're just like, "Oh, cool, I'm keeping your attention."
Yeah. Like my favorite game, Do You Like My Hat? Where I just take things and put them on my head and then ask the child if they like my hat. Gets them every
Yeah,
time.
that's a good one.
Thank you. Yeah. It's pretty much the only thing I have.
Well, you could switch it. You could put the hat on the kid then, too. There's two levels to that game.
Huh. Yeah. I didn't think about
Do you
that.
like your hat? So Old King Cole was actually the one that I remembered like the least. So I like poked around and watched some clips from some of the other ones, and I didn't remember this, but I think my favorite one was We Sing Together, which is about a girl named Sally who's having a birthday party, and all these kids come to her birthday party and bring her presents, and there's like a bunch of weird monster people there. I don't know what they are. And but that one gave me the feeling, the alley that I think you were talking about, where you're like, it's just like buried deep in you somewhere. Because she has
Yeah.
this curly hair and this dress, this like big foofy red dress, and I was like, oh, that might have informed more of my life than like I even knew about when I saw that.
You like big foofy
Well,
red dresses.
exactly. But that was like a funny
Yeah.
feeling to
Which one was
have.
that?
We Sing Together.
I don't remember
That was
watching
the
that one.
first one they ever made.
And the then, other one I do remember watching is Grandpa's Magical Toys.
Oh.
But that's similar to this one, and then I don't have that. Like, I know I watched it a lot, but I don't have very many memories of what happens in it.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that one. I don't know. Anyone have anything else to say about Weezing? Where are their parents?
Where are their parents? Why are they the only outside people there? And Humpty Dumpty.
No, that's not true.
And they're like
Jack and the Candlestick is there.
But they're like part of the performance of it all. Like, these kids are just observing.
They're, aside from Miss Muffet, they're the only children there too, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are other like nursery kids. Like Jack and the Candlestick. Or was it Jack?
Oh, right.
Jack be nimble.
Jack be nimble.
And that kid, like, his face, he's really cute. But, like, they, like, put this, it's this, he must be, like, 5 or 6. Yeah. And they bring him out and they put this candlestick in front of him that's, like, obviously too big for him to jump over. And, like, the music and the adults around, like, are indicating that, like, he's thinking that it's too big and he's not doing it, but his face is so flat the entire time that you're just like staring at this kid not jumping over a candlestick. And then they put a smaller candlestick, which he does jump over, and then they do a nice close-up of his face with a big smile, which seems like the only direction that they gave any of the kids was they were like, here's what you're gonna do, and then smile.
Yeah. Those kids are really young.
Oh my god. Speaking of here's what you're gonna do and then smile, I don't know if you watched it to the very end, but at the very end we realize that, or I guess we know that it's a story being read to these kids because that's how the movie starts, but we're like transported back into the real world and we see the dad who was King Cole reading this story to the kids, and Sleepy Jack, the youngest boy, it turns out, has been asleep this whole time and was probably just dreaming this. But then, like, the very last shot is of his face looking directly into the camera and giving, like, a really creepy smile. Yeah, I paused it and screenshot it because it was just so weird.
Yeah, they let him do that one time, and they were like, great, we got it. No one really looked at it. They were just like, we did it. It's over. It's funny to think about, like I wish I could understand my little kid brain, or, like, a little kid brain, you know? Because, like, we talk about on this show all the time that, like, when you're young, you're willing to, like, you don't really have any context for anything, so you just go, like, yeah, to, like, everything. So, like, none of this reads as weird or creepy.
Right.
So it's just interesting what holds the attention of small children.
Yeah.
Guys, I guess this might be a record short one.
Sorry. This is also the first time that we've watched something that, like, wasn't good.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we can talk about, like, some of the themes that we usually go to, which, like, are of race and gender. Because even if this isn't good, like, millions of small children have watched it, and so it might have some effect on, I don't know, how kids perceive any of that. It was pretty evenly gendered, which actually, like, doesn't happen in a lot of the things that we watch. I feel
that's
like.
True.
But
still, like, the figures of authority, with the exception of the queen, are still all men.
The what?
The figures of authority, like, there's the old man with the white beard. I don't know who he was supposed to be. And then the king, and then Humpty Dumpty, like, all of them are still.
Oh, yeah, still men. No, that's true. And, like, the person being celebrated was the king, and obviously the one with the brains was the queen.
Yeah.
And she was just, like, fine with all that.
Yep.
She's had to put up with a lot.
Clearly, yeah.
She's very patient.
But, like, they kind of play it, like, not necessarily as, like, the nagging wife, but, like, just the long-suffering, clearly much better than her husband wife.
Yeah, so, yeah, I guess those things that we often, like, notice and talk about, like, definitely still exist. And, like, obviously, I mean, this was, like, 1987, so, like, mm-hmm. all, you know, the boys were boys and the girls were girls, like, with dresses, and, you know, there's no, like, middle ground. The girls didn't even wear pants or shorts or anything. Very, yeah. Very kind of princessy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was mostly white people in this. Let's see.
Although I'm looking through a Google image result that has screenshots from a variety of different mm-hmm. WeSing stuff, and it looks like in other videos there was a little bit more racial diversity. Not this one, though.
Yeah, very little in this one.
There's just not a lot there.
Yeah. I'm glad I got to watch this.
I am excited to never have to see this again.
Yeah, now I know that I don't have to watch it again.
Well.
Would you, if you had kids now, would you show this to them?
Maybe, just to see what they think of it. Like, hey, this is something I watched when I was a kid. You know, see how they react.
Yeah. I feel like kids today are so much more sophisticated, mm-hmm. though. And I feel like they would see this and be like, what is this garbage?
Really little kids wouldn't.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'd be interested,
like,
to
see little kids
see
still,
the reaction.
Like, love just, like, these dumb songs, you know? I don't think that will ever change.
Yeah, well, I mean, the songs are classics, but the whole package of this WeSing at King Cole's party might be a little much.
It's super low. I mean, super low quality. So that could be, you know, a turnoff to a kid right away.
Hmm. Well, especially if they're used to seeing, like, I feel like most things that kids watch today are these, like, really colorful, like, cartoons, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, my friend has a 3-year-old and his favorite thing is Daniel Tiger, which is, like, this PBS cartoon that's, like, basically Mr. Rogers, but it's, like, it's looks way cooler than this. Looks way cooler than King Cole's Party.
Yeah.
But also, like, maybe little kids don't judge like that, you know? Like, they watch what you put in front of them, too. And
sure,
if you put a bunch of weird stuff in front of them, they would probably latch on to, like, like Allie and I have a cousin who has a kid who loves Chucky. Like, I was watching Chucky with her on an iPad, and I was like, are you sure this is what you want to watch?
Like, the horror movie Chucky? Oh, that's interesting.
Like, she loves Chucky, and she loves Goosebumps, which is also scary. Like, she's really little. Like, I think if you let
kids... I remember being terrified.
Me too.
Me too.
Just, like, from the commercials of Chucky as a kid.
Yeah, no, I agree. Or anything that I thought might be scary, I was like, that was not cool with me. But I think if you let kids latch on to stuff, if you give them, like, a lot of choices, like, who knows what they're gonna...
That's right. True.
What do you think the kids are doing now?
Oh. Nothing. Community theater.
I think little boy Blue is doing community theater, and I think everyone else was, like, done after this. Well, I think that about does it for King Cole's Party. You can find Wistful Thinking on Facebook by searching Wistful Thinking. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at WistfulPod. You can find us on CageClub.me. And we will see you guys again in 2 weeks. Kara and I are super pumped about our next episode. And see you then. Bye.